The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. We've got a lot to do today, and so we just have to move straight to the program. Please join me in welcoming Haruna Kibera. He is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Haruna, you are welcome. All right, let's take off. Haruna, Lafarge Africa. They say, according to the report at the market arena, they are considering interim dividend to shareholders. According to the report, meeting of the board of directors of the company has been scheduled to hold on Wednesday, 27th October 2021. The meeting is to consider the third quarter financial results of the company for the quarter ended 30th of September 2021. Payment of interim dividend may also be considered at the meeting. Now, Aaron, I put it to you, what is the possibility in the third quarter results to be considered?
One of the things I would just want to first of all notice is a number of issuers coming to pay interim dividend. I think it's a good development in the market. But when we are looking at Lafarge WAPCO, what you can just see there, where I know that what they are talking about can actually be achieved, is that that close period is from 1st of October and is going to lapse on 24 hours after the release of the result. And there's a growth of 21% of the earnings per share from quarter one to quarter two, 1.45 kobo to 1.76 kobo. That's about 21%. And if that is constant, there's every possibility that quarter three they will be able to do like 2.12 kobo. And it is a company that have been, they pay 1.2019, they pay 1.2019. In fact, they pay 1 over a very long time. And if out of the 2.12 kobo, if they are able to achieve it, they are paying 50 kobo, they still come back and pay 1 at final. I think they have broken a record. And I'm not sure that they may likely stop at pay 50 kobo out of 2.12, at least maybe 60 kobo, 70 kobo. I think the market will
I don't know, what is the attraction in interim dividend? Couldn't we just hold on until at the end the audit report is released and we get our dividend?
No, you see, we have different type of investors in the market, especially those that are pensioners. What they depend on is a dividend. So wherever that is available, they go and take it. And it is even believed now that anybody have taken position in WAPCO as we speak when the interim dividend is declared. Even this news of a probable interim dividend might actually be pushing it even beyond the 30 kobo. I don't know how much they are going to pay beyond the interim dividend that they may likely pay. So they will go and take it and then move their resources to wherever they can get another dividend.
And from what I'm seeing here on the indicators, out of about 12 trading sessions, WAPCO really has grown in price at least in about 9 sessions, plus or minus, and it is currently heading towards the topmost price level before it begins to adjust down a little bit. But what will your suggestion or advice be to investors now? Should they invest more? Should they just hold on? Because the price really has grown so well to 23.35
for this is stock that have done 34 naira before. So at least they received the upward potential between 23 naira and 34 naira. I believe that what I should advise is take position. If it is possible that they pay interim dividend and their final is just around the corner. Like I said, if they pay like 50 kobo, I come back and pay another 1 naira, then they have broken a record.
All right, we go to Adova. This company, APAP, from African Petroleum to 40 Oil and from 40 Oil back to AP, but not African Petroleum now, but Adova PLC. All right, according to the report at the market arena, Adova PLC plans to raise 22 billion naira in bond. They also plan to raise a total of 60 billion naira in bond. The bond is subdivided into tranche A and tranche B offerings, which with maturity periods of 7 and 10 years respectively, from AP to FO and back to AP, like I said. How will you describe performance of Adova since they took over from Forte Oil?
Yeah, actually, Adova has not done like Forte Oil, maybe one because of, you know, what we normally talk about, fundamentals. It has to do with who is at the forefront, who is running the organization. And I believe that by the time FO pulled out and it now became Adova, we have not seen that performance.
All right.
In Adova.
Now, Aruna, with this, they are coming to raise 60 billion in all, the first tranche now, 22 billion naira. Do you think the management has got the capacity to manage this kind of funds?
From the news that they made available outside, I think that we need it. Like we have always said, they want to increase their capacity. Like what they said, they have 450 retail outlets, they have their Nigeria leading provider of aviation fuel. They manufacture and distribute one range of quality lubricant. They are the sole authorized distributor of Texaco that we all know. And they even come and said that they have a subsidiary that's involved in haulage and transportation. I believe that they actually need the money to increase their capacity.
But they should have shown all their capacity with their results ever since they took over from Forte Oil.
You know, one of the things that can create results is liquidity, working capital. Chances are that the liquid capital is not there, the working capital is not there to
so lap on that. We wait to see how this plays out in months to come. Aruna, we go straight to Dangote Cement. Dangote Cement, we are expecting something in the region of 13, 14 naira third quarter earnings from 11 naira 21 kobo in the second quarter. It was 12 naira 25 kobo, that is the third quarter for 2020. In this company, Aruna, looking at their P/E ratio, 22.86, very high. Earnings growth rate, 10.79%, very low, which suggests that the profit margin in this business is low. The PEG ratio, not favorable, 2.12. Right. In this company, we saw share buyback. Yet, the earnings and price are not on the same level. The price has gone so well, 280 naira. Expected P/E ratio and all this not favorable. How good can we say the company is?
What I would just say about Dangote Cement is what is in its favor is market sentiment and the strength of the brand. It's a very strong brand. This, where it is, ICAP stock. I don't think the movement of the price of Dangote is actually depending on its earnings. It's market sentiment. Even the share buyback actually has no. I don't think that they have completed it, and I don't think that would have significant effect on the earnings and the outstanding shares. So I just believe that they have good market sentiment and
How high do you think sentiment can push the price of the stock?
It has always held it. Maybe I should measure that of GTCO even after their outing, their quarter two. And the price I will see is 28 naira plus. Its sentiment is the market sentiment that is holding it at that level.
In other words, if I want to invest, aside the earnings, sentiment is one of the critical factors.
Very, very, if it's strong, I think it is. If it is strong.
Because, and I think why the sentiment seems to be there is that, number one, the equity might be concentrated in the hands of a few people that will most likely not sell, notwithstanding whatever the price is.
Yes, and maybe you can easily not break it down. You might have have the power of breaking it down because you won't have that volume to break it down.
But such equity, you don't readily advise fresh investment in it.
The only good thing about such equity is that they stabilize your portfolio. Like you can see this Dangote at this 280 might be there for the next 1 month.
Right. We leave Dangote, but you are not. Are you advising fresh investment in Dangote Cement?
At 280. Yeah. I still have, if you ask me, I have the belief that they can still do more than this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Upon all that we have said now about the low earnings expectation.
Yeah, but if the sentiment move in its favor, it will go higher than this.
The indicators are now actually saying it will move higher. Bua, you mentioned Bua the other time. We're expecting 1 naira 95 kobo earning. Why? 66 kobo first quarter earning 2021. 1 naira 28 kobo earning per share 2021. All right? 158 kobo earning per share third quarter 2020. We are projecting 1 naira 95 kobo. Right? The PEG ratio is 1.78, still not favorable. Earnings growth rate, 23.44%. PE ratio, 41.77. I don't know. Is this also attractive?
If we look at the price, yes, because this is not its all-time high. This is not 52-week high price of the market. And most of the things that are working against BOA was the consolidation they did and the enlarged standard that they have. I believe that if you ask me, it's a stock that over time they'll be able to recover and grow higher than this.
No, the consolidation would not have affected their earnings. What I can say in this company is that their earnings is not improving.
I'm talking about earnings per share because of their outstanding.
All right.
Shares that they have. Okay. And I believe that when you take position in over time, they'll be able to make enough earnings to justify.
Right. Justify this or Dangote, which one would you prefer?
I would prefer Boa.
Boa?
Yes.
Boa.
That is my opinion.
Personal opinion.
Why? Yes. Because Dangote just moved to 280. Like Boa was 68, from 68 it moved to 66. I'm not seeing it dropping less than 66. I think the only thing I look at it is even Boa going up. It has done 80 before.
We now come to Lafarge-Wabco, because these are the major cement companies in Nigeria. $1.82 kobo is our expectation for the third quarter. And as a matter of fact, they would do definitely more than that, because they are already giving $1.76 kobo as at the second quarter from 57 kobo in the first quarter, right? $1.75 kobo was the earning per share for the third quarter in 2020. The price is very low, 23.35 kobo, right? PE ratio 13.34, which is far better than the expected PE ratio in Boa and Dangote, and the earnings growth rate very low, 4.28%, because there is keen competition in that industry, really. PEG ratio 3.52. All right. So, what will you say?
No, what I've kept Lafarge.
And now they want to do interim.
I think if they do interim, I actually further improve the performance of their price. But what I've seen there is because of the issues that they've had. You know, they are just coming out of the wood.
It reflected in what we are showing here. Yeah, you take your time to look at those.
They are just coming out of the wood.
Loss at a time. Negative earning per share, 6.89 kobo. At a time, negative 1.22 kobo. So they will lose and then come back up and then lose. But since 2019, they've been consistent, right?
Yes, I think why we won't see them lose again is that, they dispose of their subsidiary in South Africa to remove finance cost influence in their books. And since that has been expunged, that is why we are seeing going forward. I'm not sure we'll be seeing them going down again. That is even the reason why they can even talk about paying interim dividend.
Now, Aruna, let me ask you now, from Boa, Lafarge-Wabco, Dangote Cement, all in the same industry. Which one is?
If you talk about price, I will go for Lafarge. Because if you look at it, you asked me between Dangote and Boa. I said Boa because of the price. If you are not looking at the three of them because of Lafarge, after the trainer, I will go for Lafarge.
And as a matter of fact, for the small investors like me, Lafarge is better for us because it's only a matter of time.
It will catch up with the rest.
Even if it does not catch up, it will definitely rally higher. Unfortunately, we cannot talk about Presco because, again, I wouldn't wait until we are yanked off before we go. We have to just respect the opinion. We have to respect the opinions of those who are our overseer and our directors and controllers. Aruna, I want to say a very big thank you. All right.
Thank you for having me.
It has been a session. Very explosive, very informative, very educative. By the special grace of God, we'll be back with you at another time. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolijo is my name. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.